Our interview this week is with one of my favorite people, Jim Norman. If you have not read his book, The Oil Card, between his book, The Oil Card, our interviews on the Solari Report with Jim Norman, they're all in the archive, as well as our interview with Ann Williamson about what happened in Russia during the 90s, after the fall of the Soviet Union, and what that has to do with going on in Ukraine today. If you really want to understand the squabble with Russia and the Ukraine, you absolutely want to listen to this interview, the other ones with Jim Norman, read his book, and listen to that interview with Ann Williamson. It will give you a whole completely different take on what's going on. Norman was editor for in the oil and gas editor at Business Week, then at Forbes. He got knocked out of Forbes by telling the truth about Iran-Contra and ended up sort of bopping around to some alternative places, and then went to Platts, which is the premier oil trade magazine. So this is somebody who has 30 years of very deep knowledge. Usually a couple of subscribers get upset when he talks about fracking. Please don't get too upset. There are many, you know, the arguments on those. It's a more complicated discussion, and Jim and I get into it in one of our older interviews. But if you want to understand what's happening geopolitically, great quote from Norman that I just have to mention. He says, because you're basically talking about how the United States implements sort of the oil standard on the dollar and economic warfare globally, working through managed prices. And at one point, Norman says, he says, just remember, this is economic warfare. And economic warfare always comes with a thick bodyguard of lies. Great quote. But if you can understand what's going on in the oil markets, and this is the, if you watch the prize for the official story, and then you listen to the complete Jim Norman series in our archives, and this one in Ann Williamson, you will understand more than 99% of the population, I assure you, including the people on Wall Street.